Reaching the Summit College Basketball Podcast, women's side of Reaching the Summit Podcast Network. Tonight's episode, once again, sponsored by Nobody. I am your co-host, Jordan Decker. You can catch me at JD6OP5. We've got a special short episode tonight as Madison is feeling a little under the weather, but she has joined us for tonight's episode where we're going to recap the week that was and look forward to what's ahead in Summit League women's basketball action as we get some separation from top and bottom of the league. Madison, welcome back. Good to see you. How you feeling?
I was just going to let you talk and see if people even knew I was here. I was going to see how long you could go.
I don't even want to hear myself talk.
Also, so. No, you're actually way better at that and way more prepared than I am. So you might as well just take that over for like from now on, because that was pretty good.
No notes. We're doing it live. Impromptu.
Live, except I used to edit the crap out of these, but I learned to not do that because I just like, I want us to be ourselves. Obviously, if we, you know, say a boo-boo word, we might have to edit that out. But
if you get me passionately talking about something long enough, it'll slip.
Schedules.
The other podcast I'm on, it slips sometimes and we have to put a little disclaimer or whatever it is.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Just try not to get that media credential revoked, you know?
Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to keep it nice and short tonight for you. Busy week last week. We left off last time we were on, actually, the Denver-Kansas City game that was going into overtime finished after we left. So Kansas City ended up beating Denver in overtime 73-66. And then I believe we did mention in last episode that North Dakota had a butt whooping on USD up in Grand Forks, 80-54. So I don't say that lightly as a Coyote fan. That was tough, but a heck of a win by UND at home to definitely make their presence known.
I still cannot believe that.
I'm
so happy for them. I'm not discrediting them. I just cannot. Like, you know, I hit that email right away. I was emailing up that SID. I was like, let me get Mallory on this show.
So not to get too much away, right? But we're going to have a special guest next week.
Well, as of right now, it will be Mallory Bernard. And also, just so you guys know, I know it looks like we're not even doing coach interviews this year because this is like the third episode with that one. These schedules out here are whack. Like, I cannot, and it's my fault. It's not on them. I cannot align my schedule with anybody. but we're going to double up. We'll triple up. We'll do whatever we need to do. You might get a special week with three coach interviews. We're going to do our best to get them for you.
Hey, anyone we can get is great. It's hard with Wednesdays being in the middle of the week. You know, you come off a Saturday, you probably a day off or light something on Sunday. And then all of a sudden you only have 2 days to prep for a game. So I don't think that really helps us either. But hey, coach.
I do not like to schedule Summit League. Let's not do this again next year.
You know, they're going to be like, well, would you rather have mirrored or Wednesday, Thursday?
I honestly would rather have mirrored. This Wednesday thing is not for me.
I'm still trying to catch on. Sometimes it's like an hour or two before the game, and I'm like, oh, there's games tonight. Okay. I thought they were tomorrow, but they are not.
They are not.
Still getting used to it. Let's see here. We'll jump into last Thursday. We had a couple ball games down south. At least for me, it's down south. But ORU hosted St. Thomas, and they won 71-68. And then NDSU had a big road win down in Omaha, 81-67. I don't know if you have any thoughts on those two games, Madison. I can get the box scores pulled up.
Well, I just want to point out, you predicted for that NDSU-Omaha game that it would be close and Omaha would be up at the half, but then NDSU would take it. And that is exactly what happened. Check me, but I'm pretty sure it was like a 3 or 4 point game at half. It was like 39, right. 36 or.
What's the saying? A blind squirrel can find a nut every now and again. I usually have one or two of those predictions a year and about the other 500 are wrong. So.
Well, I thought she was talking about me. I mean, mine are wrong too, but.
Oh no. What did you say for that game?
Child, I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. All right. Hey, NDSU Omaha, we had Abby Draper was 16-8 for the Bison. Abby Schulte 14-6. Just moving down the line here, we're going to get to the top scorer here in just a second. Is it Avery Conan, 12-5? And then Marissa Frost off the bench, 23 points on 11 of 16 shooting.
She's been doing that. Coming off the bench and doing that. She might be someone we need to keep our eye on.
Very much so. 34 minutes of action, too. So she came off and she played a while there. NDSU shot 55% from the field. Not too many threes made, I should say. 2 of 16. So they were definitely – they were getting it done inside. Free throws, 13-19. Omaha was once again led by Grace Cave, 22-4, 9-17 shooting. Jay Harvey, 13-6. And let's see, any other – this is obviously no offense to any of the student athletes, just looking at any other stat-worthy. Not really seeing much for that side of things. They went 23 of 50 from the field. That's 46%, 6 of 12 from 3, 15 of 18 at the charity stripe. So anything stick out about this game in particular? Just looking at the box score, yeah, you were right. Omaha was up 1 at the end of 3, and NDSU outscores the Mavs 26-11 in the fourth quarter.
I really think for some of these teams, like the Omahas, the Denvers, the St. Thomas teams that – I mean, we've seen Omaha get to the Summit League Championship in the past, so I certainly don't want to discredit them. But these teams that tend to hang out around the middle bottom of the league that are very capable of winning games, but they end up in these situations, like that St. Thomas game that was, what, 71-68, that I'll get to in a second. They end up in these situations where they just can't get over the hump. I think that's what's going to be critical for them, finding a way to hold on to that lead, whether it's not running out of gas or – putting on extra gas in the fourth quarter, whatever it be. It seems like these games are close, kind of down to the wire. And those last 2-3 minutes, it just gets out of hand for the same teams. But we can jump to this Oral Roberts St. Thomas game. Like I said, Oral Roberts 71-68. For Oral Roberts, Jaylee Oglesby had 21 points. Emily Robinson and Megan Weinrich, 12 points apiece. Talia Jones and Makaira Tramble, 11 points apiece. And then Ruthie Udomo had 12 rebounds. So even though she wasn't as productive offensively, she certainly did work on the boards. For St. Thomas, Jade Hill had 15 points. Sammy Opichka had 12. And Amber Scalia had 11. Joe Langman had 12 rebounds and 8 points. For me, for St. Thomas, Joe Langman, if I'm not tripping, she used to be like their leading scorer or one of their leading scorers.
I think, yeah, for sure, one of them.
And this season, she just hasn't been scoring as much. And I really think for them, I mean, if she puts two more buckets in, St. Thomas wins that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've had a couple of those situations this year. So I don't know. I'm not saying it has to be her, but she's someone who used to score more than she does. So I don't know if they've changed something this year that is not allowing her to do that, but I would love to see her being a little more active.
Just a back and forth game looks like down there. Nothing particular. I'm just doing a quick, St. Thomas had 41 rebounds, or you had 37. Dead even in points in the paint, 30 apiece. This is a good basketball game. ORU 18-24 from the line. St. Thomas 11-13. 21 turnovers for St. Thomas, 16 for ORU. Yeah, that's good basketball game. That's a good home win for ORU though, to keep pace in the standings.
I agree. Moving to Saturday, January 18th, I'll take the first game, Jordan, you can take the next one.
Sure thing.
Kansas City beat North Dakota 56-51. I've been saying Kansas City has talent and they just can't get over the hump. Winning games like this is how you start to get over the hump. So I really like this for Kansas City. I think this is a great win for MDSU. Let's see what we got. Abby Kurzwinski, Abby K, as they say, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Marissa Frost, 10 points. Abby Draper, 8 points, 10 rebounds. For the winning team, the Kansas City Ruse, Imani Bennett, 16 points. Elena Contreras, 10 points. And Tamia Ugas with 10 points. Tamia Ugas is someone, for me, that reminds me a little bit, not necessarily in terms of style of play, but in terms of improvement and how quickly they improved, of Megan Boltzma from SDSU.
Mm-hmm.
She started getting playing time, didn't look all that great. And it just, with practice, I mean, she just got so much better, so much better, so much better. And that is, to me, you guys, for me, she looks better. She looks like she's working harder. She's playing better. She's performing better. Additionally, if you haven't seen these Bennett twins play for Kansas City, or if you haven't seen Kansas City play, do that. Put that on your list. You need to watch them play, because I guarantee y'all, they're going to come to Sioux Falls in March, and you're going to be like, wow, this Kansas City team's pretty good. They're pretty scrappy. And I'm going to be like, I told you. I done told you weeks ago. So put that on your list. Watch them play.
They got a pretty nice upcoming schedule here. Just looking at a couple of good matchups. We'll get to that in the end of the episode. I'm going to get ahead of myself here. So next up, a bounce back dub for the Tommies as they defeat Omaha. Down in Omaha, 67-53. Omaha falls to 1-4 in the league. St. Thomas goes to 1-4 in the league now. So St. Thomas had 4 in double figures, led by Langben? I think it's Langben. Joe L. So number 34, 18 points, 5 rebounds. On 7-12 shooting. And then Jade Hill had 13-4. Alyssa Sand, 12-4. Amber Scalia, 10-7. And then Jordan Lamker had 8 rebounds off the bench in a solid 25 minutes of play. So really the difference in this one, St. Thomas looks like they took a 4-point lead to the half, and then the fourth quarter outscoring Omaha 23-14. For Omaha, we had Jay Harvey, 16-2. Alea Moore, 14-7 with 3 steals. And then those are the only 2 in double figures. Nobody else scored higher than 7. So looking at some other interesting stats from that game, points in the paint were pretty even at 34-28 St. Thomas. Omaha scored or shot 34% from the field, just 1-12 from the 3-point line. And St. Thomas went 7-13 from the 3-point line, and they shot 48% overall. So this is a good win, a bounce back win for St. Thomas. Good competitive win, especially when you have to go to Omaha in that arena, Baxter Arena. So, yeah, good win for the Tommies.
Absolutely. Next game, SDSU over North Dakota, 87-73. If I'm not mistaken, that one was close for longer than I would have liked it to have been as a Jacks fan. I wasn't necessarily super nervous, but having seen the way UND played USD, I had reason to be a little scaredy cat for a hot minute. For UND, Jocelyn Schiller, 19 points, Kira Pemberton, 15 points, Walker Demers, 13, and Michaela Ammer, 10. Fatima Ibrahim also had 9 points. For the Jacks, Brooklyn Meyer dropped a 30-piece. Maddie Mathewitz, 14 points, 8 boards. Haley Timmer, 12 points, and Paige Meyer with 11. What was the game? Oh, are you Denver? All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk about Denver. So this was 79-72 for ORU. It was a close game. It was a close game. Denver's 0-6.
Yeah.
It's not looking great. They have Omaha coming up, and then they turn around and go to Tulsa to play Oral Roberts again.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, they might have Omaha, St. Thomas, and then they go back. But, I mean, still. They're going to be back there.
Yeah, Omaha, go to St. Thomas.
And then Tulsa.
And then Tulsa.
So they'll be back there in what, 10 days? Maybe 12?
Yeah.
And to not, if you're going to be Oral Roberts, you need to beat him on your own floor, first of all. I just think it's a harder win to get in the Maybe Center.
Not good for Denver thus far.
And I hate it for them because they have the talent.
Yep.
And you can see it when you watch their games. They're in their games. Like, very rarely are they not in the game to begin with.
Yeah, they so, folks, Denver was out after the first and at halftime by 8 points. And then ORU outscores them 42-27 in the second half. So definitely a tale of two halves. Just not the finish. I mean, you're right. They're there. They're competing. They're there. It's just finishing the game, right? But, I mean, we can look at ORU scoring. My goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in double figures. One off the bench, Jalay Oglesby. 14-6. Makira Tramble, 17-6-3. 2 blocks and a steal and a partridge in a pear tree. Like, she just went off. Talia Jones, 15-8. All those 8 rebounds on the defensive end. Ruthie, 12-7. Megan Weinrich, 10 points. Solid, solid offensive outing. Denver was led by Emma Smith, 21-7-7 with a block. Looks like she fouled out of the game. Not sure when, but Jordan Jones, 14-7 in 29 minutes of action. And then off the bench, we had Mary Wilson, 21 points, 7-14 from not only the field, but from the three-point stripe. So she was three-ball corner pocket all night. That's some solid 32 minutes of action. You go 7-14 from the three-point line, 21 points.
That's kind of her thing.
Easy peasy.
That's kind of her thing. Okay, why don't we do our fun little stats in the middle, and then we can preview the upcoming games on our way out. I know I totally just changed the plan on you.
Nope.
I just
thought
that was a good idea.
That's fine. Do you want me to skip the players of the week then?
Oh, God, no. I forgot about that. Go for that.
I can just really – okay. Do you want me to pause and then we can edit that out?
No, it's all right.
All right, here we go.
People can see our authentic selves.
Take one, players of the week, and go. Okay, so Summit League yesterday came out with their hashtag Summit WBB weekly honors, and Kansas City sorry, it's loading here. Kansas City's Elena Contreras and South Dakota State's Brooklyn Meyer share this week's Quick Star Summit League Women's Basketball Peak Performer of the Week accolades. This a lot of this info is off the Summit League's website. So if you want to read the full thing, go check it out. But Elena averaged 20.5 points per game, 81% from the free throw line this week, while dropping a career-high 31 points in the win over Denver. Sorry, brain lapse there. And then she scored 10 points, dished out 4 assists against NDSU. This is kind of interesting. It was the first regular season win for Kansas City over NDSU since February 19th, 2022. I like when they include those little tidbits in there. Brooklyn,
was that,
yeah,
was that J.C. Hoyt era?
That would have been her last year, right?
That would have been her first year gone. Her last year there, her first year gone.
Last year there. It's only been
because
2 years, right?
This is D's
third
year.
So maybe it was her first year.
Because February 22. Yeah. It would have been D's first year.
Okay. All right, it's only been three years. No, you're fine. Okay, so Brooklyn Meyer in the game against UND shot 7-11 from the field, 8-9 from the free throw line, 30 points, easy day for Brooklyn. Three rebounds, two blocks against the Fighting Hawks. So it looks like she just had the one game, but you know, anytime someone scores 30 or higher, usually they'll get the nod from the Summit League. So both of those players are juniors, believe it or not. Isn't that so? They might have, this is a joke. They might have 3 years left of eligibility. Who knows? I have no idea with the way things are. I wake up every day and something new, it's impossible to keep track of. But congratulations to Elena and Brooklyn on sharing the Summit Women's Basketball Weekly Honors this week. Pretty cool.
Claps and snaps for Elena and Brooklyn. My fun little stat is that Grace Larkins is fourth in the NCAA for points per game with 24.2. The names that she is behind, if you watch women's basketball, you will understand that this is a big freaking deal. In first, Tania Latson, Florida State. Second, Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame. And third, Juju Watkins from USC. Those are three monster names to be behind. And then you have Grace Larkins. So what's the lesson here? Don't call us a mid-major.
And I mentioned this last week too, and obviously I say, like, whatever, I'm a USD grad and fan, but I genuinely say this, like, when we have someone like this in the league, no matter the team, you know, like recently with, you know, like Casey Baravich and all the great players that State and the U have had, you know, that can score the basketball and they're fun to watch. If they're in your town and you're a fan of women's basketball, like, go check them out. Someone, you know, these women that score like this don't come around that often in our league. Maybe it'll get more frequently because I still think that this conference is not down. I still think we get more talented every year. But just a little plug in there, I guess, you know, if USD is coming to town and you want to go see Grace score the ball uncontrollably and dish out a bunch of assists too, go check her out. It's fun to watch.
Absolutely. Another little plug, as I was about to close out this NCAA website, I saw who was in 10th, and it is our celebrity death pool champion, Bearded Dragon, owning one of his players, Reagan McCowan from Western Illinois, is in 10th points per game with 21.1. So congrats to JD's player, to Reagan McCowan, and congrats to Grace Larkins, and keep up the good work.
Miss JD.
I miss JD so much. You have no idea. The stuff that he would get on here and talk about, like, sometimes I go back when I'm feeling like we are struggling. And when I say we, when I'm feeling like I'm struggling, I sometimes, this is so lame, I'll go back and listen to our old episodes to just find out, like, what were we doing? Get the structure back, like, little tip, like, just little things, you know? And anytime I hear that intro where he's like a dog, a cat, a bearded dragon named Steve, I'm like, it just cracks me up. I love that guy. And I was beefing with him, I think it was like 2 years ago with the Summit League tournament. I had walked up to where my parents were sitting and he was sitting there with Meredith. So I stopped on the way to say hi. Sorry. And I saw that they were eating cotton candy. And like the next day I walked up to see my parents, and in the vicinity, it was not the same seat, but in the vicinity, there was like a leftover bag, like a bag of cotton candy that somebody left. And so I got on Twitter and I'm like, JD, are you littering in the Denny? Like, what the hell, man? Like, what are you doing? And Meredith replied on Twitter, his wife, and she was like, can confirm our bag of cotton candy made it back to Macomb. So it was not us. And I was like, this is amazing. And that's what I
like. Likely story.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it did, Meredith. But no, I just loved how involved he was and like he like honestly, maybe it's because he thought what we were doing is cool, but
he was always a good sport. I guess we could, that's weird to say to someone older, but he was, we appreciated the respect as we do all the coaches that, you know, are willing to come, or anyone that's willing to come on here. And, you know, I'm not perfect. We're trying to make this podcast, just trying to entertain folks and keep them updated. So we'll continue to get better at it. But before we go, two more things to talk about. I'll just run through the standings quick, Madison, and then we'll close with the games coming up this week, starting tomorrow night. All right, so the standings, we've got SDSU at 5-0. I think they've won 50-something games in a row against Summit League opponents, so they are in fuego.
52 or 53.
So they're just running through the conference the past couple of seasons. Really talented squad up in Brookings this year. So 5-0.
I believe that's – is it Summit League opponents or is it regular season?
Because I thought it was Summit opponents. Is it? But it could be regular season. I think it was Summit opponents, but I'm probably wrong. So they are 5-0. I won't get into the overall stuff. This is all on the Summit League website. So SDSU at 5-0, NDSU at 4-1, ORU at 4-2, USD at 3-2, Kansas City at 3-2, North Dakota 3-3, Omaha 1-4, St. Thomas 1-4, and Denver at 0-6 thus far in league play. So after this weekend, most teams will be right around that halfway point. So let's kind of get into some of the matchups, or all the matchups,
yeah,
and then maybe ours to watch this week.
I was going to say, I'll give you my game of tomorrow, because I know which one you're going to pick, so I'll purposely pick a different one. I truthfully think if Kansas City can keep it together, if they can play their game, they at home tomorrow. I do think they can beat Oral Roberts. I do. I don't think they can beat him in Tulsa, but I think they can beat him in the Sweeney Center.
I like it. I like that prediction, we could say, because yeah. I'm right there with you. You know, Kansas City, you know, this is going to be that game where it's like, hey, we're kind of here too, in that, you know, in our, this podcast, maybe some of the other Summit League media, those tiers that I'm sure they love and or to hear about. But this is a big game for Kansas City. ORU, obviously, this is a big game to keep in the standings, because I think they own the game this week. And then they play next Wednesday against Omaha. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Kansas City coming off that win over NDSU.
Yep.
You got a little more confidence now because they beat a team that's near the top of the league. I think it's a good opportunity for them. So that's the – well, I shouldn't say first game. These are all at 7 tomorrow. And actually, if you're listening to this, you're listening to it on Wednesday afternoon. So tonight, Oral Roberts at Kansas City, SDSU at St. Thomas, Jordan's game of the week, which I'll give you in a second. You talk about NDSU at USD, and then Omaha at Denver. So all those at 7, Summit League Network, Midcoast Sports Plus.
Yeah, so I think USD versus NDSU is a massive game for the Coyotes, because if they lose back-to-back games against the North Dakota schools, and one of them being at home, and you know, that drops them to 3-3. Now you're talking about flirting with the 4 through 7, you know, the 3 through 6, 4 through 6, kind of in that pack. And to be honest, if they drop that game, I don't think there's, you could draw those 3 or 4 teams in the middle there and pick them. Like, I don't think that, I think that USD again has that talent. They're still trying to figure out things. And if you can shut down Grace, who's going to step up in that? But, you know, Jory's got a great squad in NDSU, and it wouldn't shock me if they went to Vermillion and got the big road dub down there, you know, on Wednesday. So it's my game of the week, just for implications of you know, NDSU staying at the top of the league right behind SDSU and, you know, coming, or, you know, Oral Roberts right there. But if Kansas City wins, then Kansas City is going to be right there. So NDSU has a chance to separate themselves as the two spot for right now. And then USD, huge implications. If they can win, they can keep pace in that 2-3-4 spot. And if they lose, you're talking top of the bottom half of the league there.
Absolutely. I have a hot take for Saturday.
Insert dramatic music.
I think every game is going to be a game to watch. Because, hear me out, Denver needs a win. And whether or not they get it over Omaha on Wednesday, or tonight, I should say, St. Thomas and Denver are also, I would say, closely matched. So I think that's, if there's going to be a game that's not as close as the other games, maybe it's that one.
The SDSU St. Thomas one?
No, for Saturday, Denver St. Thomas.
Oh.
Because here's, so yeah, SDSU plays USD.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not looking.
That's okay. Oops. SDSU plays USD on Saturday as well. That could be a blowout, but honestly, it's in Verm. It's a rivalry game. Like, it also might not be.
And we've seen this in years past where, like, on paper, that in that rivalry, one team might be, on paper, be better than the other, and then the other team blows them out.
Shows up. Yeah.
Shows up and blows them out. I've been at the games in Vermillion where the year that USD was up by like 25 or something, right? Like, I thought State had a better team on paper. Then what did we decide? Was that 2 years ago?
I think there was a couple different games that we were melding together in our heads.
I feel like it was 2-3, whatever it was at home in Vermillion. Like, I thought USD on paper had the better team, and they get blown out. Like, it was bad. One of the worst home losses I've ever seen for USD. So I don't know. State's got the size and the athleticism, but who knows? You're right. In rivalry games, they always say, what, throw everything out the window? Mm-hmm. Everything you think you know.
And so that's where I'm going next. The next game, UND at NDSU. Ooh. Number one, it's a rivalry game. Number two, the way UND's been playing and the way they've been scoring way more than North Dakota State's been scoring.
Yep.
That's going to be a close slash good game. Even if it doesn't end up being close at the end, like, that is going to be a good game. And the other game is Kansas City and Omaha. I think all four of these games are...
Saturday is going to be fun.
The week. If I have to pick one game of the week, it's the North Dakota game, the North Dakota schools battle. But I think they're all going to be worthy of watch.
Yeah, and they're Denver St. Thomas is at noon. The other three are at 1 o'clock. So, folks up in Fargo, it's on WDAY Extra. Everything else is on Summit League Network. Well, I if they don't list it on the Summit League Network on the website, I'm kind of confused, but I'm assuming they're all on the Summit League Network.
I do think the North Dakota State one will still be on the Summit League Network. It will just be those WDAY announcers. It'll be Dom and what's her name?
Oh yeah, she's really good, man. North Dakota accent though, holy smokes.
Is it Angie? I thought Angie did UND games. Does she do NDSU games?
I might have flipped that.
I know. I think the lady named Angie does UND games, unless she does both. But I know for sure she does UND games.
Yeah, whichever she does. One it is, whenever we're watching them when they're up in North
she
Dakota,
she does have great. A heavy North Dakota accent.
They're really good, but man, sometimes when you get those accents, like, oh man,
is she the one? Are you talking about the one that did the volleyball tournament this year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one from UND.
Okay.
Yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
So lots to play for tomorrow or Wednesday, tonight, if you're listening. And then Saturday, like, Kansas City has a real shot to go 2-0. But if they do lose to Oral Roberts, can they bounce back against Omaha? Is Omaha going to get a great dub at home to kind of be like, no, we're not the bottom of this league?
We need to get those Pios a win.
Can Denver get a road win in St. Thomas to say, you know what? We're not the bottom of the league. What if Denver goes 2-0 this weekend? You know?
They could. They could be Omaha.
Very real possibility. They play close. It's just putting together the full 40 minutes.
I love this stuff.
It's exciting. We're just getting into it, too.
I know.
Game six, game seven.
Can you imagine where we're going to be like 4 or 5 weeks from now?
Less than 2 months, folks. One quick reminder that the Summit League tournament tickets are on sale now. You don't have your school sections anymore. It's kind of you purchase the only thing on sale right now is the all session, to my knowledge. So if you go to the Summit League website, Ticketmaster, you search the Summit League, there's a good amount of tickets in the lower bowl still left. But if you're looking for big groups, I think you're gonna have to go in the upper deck. From what I remember, I think there's only like you can only buy four at a time. So that's interesting. I forgot about that. I was told about that last night. So if you want to go see your teams, the only way now is to don't call your school. Go to Ticketmaster, go to the Summit League website and buy them.
Are we about to get paid for all this marketing we're doing? Because my plane ticket's expensive. You know what it costs to spend nearly a week in a hotel?
I don't want to know.
A lot of money. I'm just a broke grad student. I'm just a baby.
Use that money, put on a down payment for like one of those V-dub electric vans. You can just camp out in there.
First of all, I ain't sleeping in no van.
Those look cool, though.
Secondly, I need a door with locks in a building that locks. Biggest scaredy cat. Like all the stuff that be happening to women lately, I'm aware of my surroundings, but I also, I catch myself sometimes giving out too much information. Like I like to talk and get to know people. Cause like you can do that in the Midwest usually, or yeah. You used to be able to, but I caught myself the other day, someone I'd known 10 minutes knew where I was from, where I lived before I moved here. And I was like, you don't even need me knowing all that stuff about me. Like, come find me. Like, I need to be shutting my mouth a little bit more.
Oh, shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
Well, believe it or not, we're less than 2 months away from the big tourney in Sioux Falls, reaching the summit. So... anything else you want to chat about?
Sanford Premier Center. No, I'm fixing to go to bed. I am tired. I cannot talk without coughing. I'm going to turn on those Housewives and get under my comfy blanket with my doggy, and I'm going to sleep.
Well, hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning into this latest edition of Reaching the Summit Women's Basketball Podcast. We'll catch you next week. Enjoy some Summit hoops this weekend.
Laters.